What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I don't know why, Sue. This is a little Bee Gees mood today.
It's awesome.
Right? Yeah, here we go. I always have to say, watch that documentary that's on Max because it's so good. And by the way, here's something I remember reading, and I don't think we ever talked about it. Did you know that they're going back to HBO Max?
Like, oh, yeah, we talked about
okay.
that.
Like, what the hell?
It's like new Coke, Mark.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
We tried it. Didn't pan out. We like HBO. We know what that means.
Everyone kept calling it HBO Max. It's not like anyone actually reverted or went to calling it Max,
I might have been the only guy.
If
you look at my Apple TV right now, you'll see, because that's where I have all my apps. Different people have smart TVs, but I use Apple TV, which is different than Apple TV Plus, which is the streaming network, right?
Right.
But you'll see that I can delete these. I haven't done it. Maybe I don't need to. You'll see that I have an HBO app. I have an HBO Max app, and I have a Max app. They're all at different spots.
Oh, my gosh.
So I need to... Well, I don't use the first two. I just use the Max app.
No, it's just funny that there's three different apps.
Well, because they had changed it a couple of times. I have to thank Jim Brennan from McKelvey Homes. Jim's awesome. I've played pickleball with him. He's an outstanding pickleball player. He's a sponsor of this station. But he sent off... I got to play a little music for this, too.
Oh, please
because
do.
Here's a little Crowded House. He sent a chocolate cake from Cravings Gourmet Desserts made to order.
Cravings is awesome. Now, it's in Webster.
His brother delivered it. His brother got in touch with me, so I don't know if his brother is the guy behind Cravings. I should ask Jim that, but this is a delicious-looking cake.
Tim Brennan, I think, is behind it.
Well, maybe that's his brother,
is that
right?
His brother?
Yeah, well, Jim, Tim.
There you go.
His family, a lot of his family works with McKelvey Homes, but thank you for the cake, and it looks delicious. We're going to share it here this afternoon. I will have to take a piece or two home for my daughter, and my wife's eating a few more sweets than she used to, so that looks awesome. We'll put it out. Let's not put it all out, okay? It doesn't get destroyed by the other side of the building. We have Sue's News coming up. We're going to get into this Megyn Kelly, Jake Tapper stuff. Ethan's done an outstanding job of pulling some of the audio from the podcast, and you have got to hear it. And if you haven't listened to it, Sue listened to the whole thing, right?
Well, no, I've made it.
Okay.
Here's what I did. I started it last night. I thought, I'll just put this on and then fall asleep. And then I was riveted. And I thought, I've got to turn this on or I'll never turn it off,
right?
Or I'll never go to sleep.
You know who else is on that? On that same podcast? Batya.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw that clip also. And let me just say real quick, I've never had more fun pulling audio in my life than I did this afternoon.
Because
it was when you asked me to do this, I was like, with pleasure. And it was very
riveting.
It's so interesting.
It is. I sat in the car listening to more. But that's why I was late walking in this room. It is riveting.
So we'll cull it down for you. Megan probably won't want this to happen completely. She wants you to listen to the whole thing, and I would like you to listen to the whole thing. But she does an amazing job on this book, Original Sin. She does not let Jake Tapper off the hook at all. Couple more things before Sue's News, just because I feel like I have to talk about this. And I have some music for this one, too?
It's right by Sue.
Oh, that's right.
I told you I put it together.
I know, but see, I don't listen, right? Here we go.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Did you see, that Bill Belichick and the girlfriend are now reportedly engaged? I mean, he loves her. It's just about love. She loves him, right? Even though they wouldn't talk about anything on that Sunday morning program.
Well,
beyond the person to address age differences in relationships,
I
have a 14-year one, but this is a little different,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is different. But plus, okay, age, whatever. The fact that she just spoke up and said, we're not going to talk about that in an interview, it's just how far she takes it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Can I also say this? I mean, I don't think she's even that hot. I don't think she's that hot. She's okay. I mean, really.
Well, she's just young.
She's good looking.
Yeah.
She's good looking. She's skinny.
Do you think they would actually get married? You think that will happen?
Apparently.
I guess. And you wonder if his family's going, oh my.
His family or her family?
Either. Probably his.
You know, I think this is the perfect time to get Susan Ward on. Susan Ward to talk about prenups.
Yeah, maybe. You know who was great on this is TJ Moe, too. And you know, I think Bill Belichick is ruining his legacy. I really do.
I know.
I don't understand it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah. And if she were, I don't know. The fact that she runs stuff and says, okay, this interview is over. Oh, we're doing this. Oh, we're doing that. It makes it seem like she's in control. It's just odd.
It's
and he's a man
odd.
Who's really had control of his life. And I don't know. It's just weird.
And I think the New York Times piece says she's thinking about dabbling in politics.
Oh, goody. Oh,
it's ironic that, kind of like you said, Sue, Bill Belichick for the past, 20 years was one of the most intimidating figures, not just in the NFL, but in professional sports.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
How often would you see, you barely even smile when they'd win a dang Super Bowl.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, his life is being controlled by a 24-year-old.
That's how it appears.
That is how it looks.
And here's the other thing.
Pretty strongly like
has
that.
Has she prevented him from wearing all those cutout sweatshirts?
No.
Might be a plus.
Wait, did you see the interview, though? Did you watch the interview?
He had a hole in his shirt.
He had a hole in his damn sweatshirt on national TV. I know he did that on the sideline. It's just embarrassing. I mean, I've lost whatever respect I had for him, and I'm not a Brady hater at all.
Right.
And I didn't really hate Belichick. I've lost all respect for him. It's an embarrassing incident. One more thing I wanted to touch on before Sue's news. This happened when I was gone, and I don't know how much you guys talked about the dude that was at the beautiful PNC Park in Pittsburgh that fell over the railing.
I don't think we talked about this at all.
Okay, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, Ethan, explain what happened. This was on April 30th, right? And there was a guy who was kind of running toward in the right field bleachers where he's running toward. I don't know if he was trying to get a ball, but he was very excited. And he literally flips over the wall. He falls 20 feet down, and he was severely injured.
24 feet tall, I believe.
Whoa.
And he broke a lot of bones. I think I saw maybe a collapsed lung.
Gosh.
Not good. In fact, for a period of time, they were kind of saying he's fighting for his life right now. I mean, he's in intensive care.
Here's the update, though. You know what happened now?
Huh.
And I'm not sure how I feel about this. So he was 20 years old. 20 years old. His friend is 21. They're at the game together. The friend was buying the beers. The 20-year-old who certainly had beers before the Pirates game was getting the beers from a friend. But now they have charged Ethan Kirkwood with two misdemeanor counts of furnishing liquor to a minor before, is it Cavan or is it Caven Markwood? Do you know?
I don't know.
So now they're charging this guy, and I guess they feel like they have to do something, but...
Well, yeah, because you can't be doing that.
Well, okay, but let's just be honest about what happens. You're a 20-year-old kid. You're going to be getting beer at a baseball game if you got a friend who's 21. It's just going to happen. There's nobody out there that's going to say, no, I'm sorry, you're only 20 years old. I'm not going to buy that beer from you. It's human nature. So for this guy at this point to be charged with a crime in connection with that, I'm just being honest. I'm uncomfortable with it because it's not like he's 16 or 17 and someone's slipping in beers. It's a rite of passage. I guarantee you, when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, going to Wrigley Field, going to Busch Stadium, I was drinking beer.
Well, the law is the law.
And, exactly.
But Mark, you also didn't follow off a 20-foot wall. You know, like, there's a difference when things like that happen.
But is it his friend's fault?
No, I don't know if it's necessarily his fault, right? But you know, there is a responsibility
that
you hold, regardless of the age. There is a responsibility that you hold, And unfortunately, in a situation like that, you know, it's
well,
safer
I'm gonna,
to just...
I'm going to be the outlier, and I get it. I understand. But it just seems odd to hit that guy. Now, these are misdemeanor charges, so they really won't mean anything in the end.
I think probably part of the purpose there will be for hopefully to stop other people from doing that. You know, if they will actually charge somebody, hopefully someone else will say, oh, you know what, I'm not going to be doing that. I think that's probably the point.
But will they? That's the thing.
They might.
Probably not. Yeah,
no, probably not. All right, let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, you know, yesterday was National Pick Strawberries Day, and today is National Strawberries and Cream Day, since you picked them. Ooh. And today you can throw them in some cream. It's also National Memo Day and National Waitstaff Day. Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, National Memo Day.
Yeah, yeah, you
didn't get the memo.
Sorry, didn't get the group
Thanks,
email. Well, who would be the person that would take that to Washington and say, you know what? We need a day for memos. That's what we need. Is it voice memo day or just regular memo day?
I don't know. To post Post-it notes sponsor it?
I don't know.
Good question.
Is there a National Email Day?
Probably.
There should be. If there's a memo there's day, a, there's an email
God's
day.
For God's sake, there's a Strawberries and Cream Day.
Well, that's a good point, Ethan. Thank you.
I had raspberries and cream today. Ooh. I just want to point that out.
You know, love strawberries.
Tonight. It's
Oreo,
a bunny.
Oreo Smorio the bunny on Instagram. Oreo loves the strawberries.
Oh, my goodness. Well, an online poll. Well, it's also National Waitstaff Day. So an online poll found that 32% of servers have eaten food off a customer's plate. I don't think I'm surprised by that. You pick up a fry when you
one
drop
of them.
It off. You
oh,
did
my
it?
Goodness. You did that?
Wait, hold on. Before the food or after the food?
That doesn't say it. When did you do it?
I don't know what's worse.
Did it after.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse either.
Listen,
thank you, Fred.
Listen, I'm a 19-year-old
yes.
kid. You're working a long shift.
I get it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Someone barely touched their fries.
You know what? They're going to waste. I'm going to have a couple.
Okay. I understand that. I do.
It's
I have
funny.
No shame.
In my head, I kind of made that before, and there's no point to that. You're right, Ethan. It might be after.
I think before would be more problematic to me.
Okay. Yes. Same.
Agreed.
But then again, I don't know.
Just a fry.
Right.
I don't know. And 30% have given someone free food or drink because they thought they were cute. Did you do that, Ethan?
No, I didn't do that, and I never had the power to do that, even if I wanted to.
Oh, that's fair.
But that happens, right?
I'm sure. Well, 30% of waitstaff say yes.
Used to happen to me at By George in Columbia all the time. I guarantee it. It was just because of my stunning good looks when I got those Uzo shots.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. How am I going to continue? Okay, and 50% have said they have retaliated against a rude customer before. Now, they won't say how.
Okay, that's problematic.
Ethan, I assume that happens.
Probably. It never happened that I saw in our establishment.
Yes.
I'm trying to recall. I can't think of any situations where it did, but it definitely happened.
And I don't say how, Mark.
I've seen videos, unfortunately, that have been shared on social media where someone spits in the burger or something.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
That's
so
the nightmare situation.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's a horrible
don't
thing.
Don't be rude.
Think about.
Maybe that's the lesson there. Yes, but you'll never know, and it's just like, ugh. Poor Fred right now. You should see his face. He's never going out again.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, I was thinking, oh, being rude, like being extra slow.
No,
I never
like,
thought
no.
of spitting in on your food.
It's Fred, let me help you with this. I'm the customer, okay?
Oof.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all I have to
all
say.
Right, well, there you go.
Yeah, thank you.
This has some music.
Got it. Understood.
Yeah.
Didn't we all just mentally check that
yes,
box?
Yes, yes.
On this day in history, 70 years ago, it was 1955, and Chuck Berry recorded this song, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
I mean, I'm just going to tell you that number, even though Chuck's been gone for a while, and we know that Chuck's been around for a long time, 70 years, that jumps out as wow.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This was his very first hit. And you know what? I'm going to promote History of the Lou with Sue because we did an episode on Chuck Berry and we talked to his son. And it is outstanding if you want to hear his son talk about him.
Lots of great music in there.
Chuck Berry Jr. is amazing.
That's
yeah,
right. And Ethan put it together. It really is. So go to Audacy, AUDACY.com, check podcast for History of the Lou. And I think you'll like it. But
I got to share my one. I got several Chuck Berry stories,
okay,
but my
ahead.
Favorite is when I was at his birthday party. This would be 1982 or 1983. He's in his studio out at the farm where
in
he was
Wentzville?
Taping women, right? And he was going to play. He played at his damn birthday party. And I had met him one time before, and I was with his longtime accountant, Ed Deutsch. My friend Ken Deutsch was a big high school friend of mine. And he goes, "Mark, I'm making music. M-O-N-E-Y. I'll never forget that. He was a character for sure.
Okay, so my one Chuck Berry story, I think I've told this before, and I can't think of what his big hit was because I'm hearing this song.
Right.
Johnny B. Goode, probably?
Yeah, it might have been Johnny B. Goode. We were over at Mike Shannon's. It was after a ball game, and he was one of the guests. And he was sitting next to me, and we were playing the song. And he asked me, "How much longer does it have to go until I'm back on?" I said, "Well, I don't really know." And so he just grabbed the headphones and he picked them up and he listened on the headphones. He says, "Oh, that's bar 34. We've got 20 more bars to go."
Oh, wow. That's an awesome story.
Yeah. I don't remember you sharing that one. That's really cool.
You guys, and if you listen to that podcast, you will find out the story behind this song, Maybelline, and where they got the title for it.
That's awesome. I'm glad we highlighted that today. That's cool.
And then
we can find that easily on the 971talk.com website.
I would assume so, but you got to go to Odyssey.
If you go search odyssey.com, you go to podcasts and search History of the Lou, then it would be under that list.
Yeah. Good. It's also on Spotify if you want it there, but we can talk about that here. Odyssey, Audacy.
You also, I just heard one recently that you did with the fire chief, Neil Svitanic.
Oh, yeah.
On History of the Lou. And that
Dennis
was
Jenkerson.
Amazing. I'm sorry, Dennis Jenkerson.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Yeah,
that's another good one. Well, he was great.
You may want to do another one after this week.
Boy, no
kidding.
And then on this day in history, 59 years ago, it was in 1966 when the last streetcar made its run in St. Louis. At one point, there were 560 miles of streetcar lines in our area. 560!
I had no idea.
I found this in This Day in St. Louis History, that book. On the first day of the 1904 World's Fair, 927,000 people rode the streetcars. That's how they got to the fair and around the St. Louis area. And on the last day in 1966, there were about 2,500 customers.
Mm-hmm. And so, then in U City, there were about 990 customers total from that disaster
there. Are streetcars trolleys? Is that what those are? Or like, I've never...
Yeah.
I think essentially, right? That's what I'm envisioning.
Fred? Yeah.
Essentially.
Okay.
All right. We need to talk about this. George Wendt has passed away. Norm has left. He passed away yesterday. It was 76, and we were going to talk about it, and then we just somehow dropped the ball. No word on the cause of death, but he died peacefully in his sleep while at home, according to his family. He played Norm on all 11 seasons of Cheers, and that was from 1982 to 1993. He said, quote, "Whenever I go out, people are always sending over any kind of food or drink for me and my friends. Wherever I go, they're saying, 'Norm!' And they buy him a round of whatever."
There are not a ton. There are some. You know, you can think of iconic television characters where you can instantly take your brain to where Norm George Wendt is sitting at that bar and everybody yells his name when he comes in.
Yes.
It's just phenomenal. And I don't remember seeing him very much in, you know, modern times, if you will.
Well, you're right about that. And his second life kind of happened with the NFL sketch from, the SNL sketch, Superfans. We got just a little bit.
But this was a long time ago,
it was.
But this is legendary.
The Bears.
The Bears.
That was great.
That was 1991. And he did do film work. He did Fletch, Spice World, Dreamscape, and the House. I guess it was a horror comedy called House. And in 2023, he competed on The Masked Singer, which I did not realize.
Okay, there's some trivia for you.
Right?
So maybe you already said this, Sue, and I apologize, but what year was Cheers?
That was 82 run? To 93.
Okay, because you think about it. Look, when you got into, and I'm not begrudging anyone their money, but when you get into the Modern Family and the Big Bang Theory, these are people that made $1 million an episode, some of these characters. Now, I don't know if there was anything even comparable. Obviously, Ted Danson and Shelley Long probably made the most money, but I wonder, and I hope, I guess, that the the checks were good enough in syndication for George Wendt to enjoy a nice retirement before he passed.
Okay, did you know that he was Jason Sudeikis' uncle?
No.
I didn't know that
either. Did not know that. Wow, that's like a random fact.
It is. George and Jason's mother were brother and sister. Huh. So he was his uncle. I thought that was really nice.
That is nice.
There was all kinds of nice stuff that poured out. Ted Danson said, quote, "It's going to take me a long time to get used to this. Love you, Georgie." I mean, and there were, and Rhea Perlman said he was the sweetest, kindest man I ever met. Isn't that nice? Woo! And finally, in Sue's news, because it's 4:26, we have today's...
And we got to get to the Megyn Kelly stuff.
We have today's random fact. Okay. I'm going to do this one for Fred. Ronald McDonald is called Donald McDonald in Japan.
No.
Wow.
It's because there are no clear R sounds in Japanese.
Oh, that would make sense.
So they would do it that way. And apparently there was some first English teacher in Japan eons ago was named Ronald McDonald. It was really close. So they said, forget it. We're going with Donald McDonald.
I feel like we had two random facts that were outstanding today. Jason Sudeikis and that. Great work on a Wednesday edition of Sue's News. We sometimes on Wednesdays have Alex Rich from Y98, but we're going to skip him because this podcast that Megyn Kelly did with Jake Tapper, where he just got his butt whipped in an appropriate fashion, is coming up. Some highlights coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, well, Ethan Hannaford, one of my outstanding producers, has done a great job breaking down the Megyn Kelly, Jake Tapper audio on this book, which is called Original Sin. But before I get to that, let me just offer perspective, because this is good as well. And I'll give Mark Halperin some credit here. Let's take a look back at how the legacy media, MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, all of them except for Fox and some conservative outlets, handled this when Biden was stumbling and bumbling. And here's what Joe Scarborough said.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
I mean, he actually said that. So listen to Mark Halperin, even before we get to Megyn Kelly here with Tapper. Halperin does not let him off the hook here.
Looking back at that, do you say, well, it was misleading to say best Biden ever without caveating it and say, except on the days when he's not the best Biden ever?
Well, but I never saw those days personally.
Well, you did, because you saw him address a dead congresswoman, and you saw him in South Carolina.
A dead congresswoman, yeah.
There were plenty of days in public when he was not the best Biden ever. And of course,
he stumbled and bumbled around, Mark. I mean, yeah, he certainly did.
I mean, are you kidding me? And by the way, we're talking about Jackie Walorski, and this is going to come up here in the Megyn Kelly discussion, so I wanted to give you a little perspective here. Jackie Walorski was a Republican from Indiana. She died in a car crash while giving opening remarks at this conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. Biden calls her out. Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? And, you know, he goes, she was going to be here. So this is something that comes up with Megyn. And we'll start here because some of it gets really intense with Jake Tapper and Megyn Kelly. She does an outstanding job.
Jake, the criticism has been that you're complaining about a cover-up about Joe Biden's mental acuity that failed, that right-wing pundits saw, the right-wing in general saw, that independent media saw and reported on, and that was no mystery even to left-wing and so-called mainstream reporters who were not fooled but chose willful blindness instead of honest reporting, and that you were part of it. How do you respond?
It's a tough and fair question. I would say that Alex and I, after Election Day, interviewed more than 200 people, mostly Democratic insiders, and almost all of these interviews were after the election. And they justified to themselves what they had done in terms of misrepresenting how the president was, not just to me and Alex and other reporters, but also just to each other and to the world and to Democrats and to the cabinet, et cetera, by saying that there was this existential threat of Donald Trump. And only Joe Biden could beat Donald Trump, and that justified everything in their minds.
Yeah.
After that existential threat was over, because the election was over and Donald Trump won, we found, Alex and myself, remarkably willing to talk to us either off the record or on background, or in some cases on the record, about what they saw.
Okay, well, that's not good enough. And nope. Megyn doesn't think it's good enough, and we'll get to the part where she really, really hammers him in a second. But what he's trying to say is there were two Bidens, you know, the one that was out there. I don't know. Was there? I just saw one Biden. I didn't see two Bidens. Right? I didn't see two either.
One of the things that emerged was that there were two Bidens. One was the fine Biden, serviceable, adequate. And the other one was a non-functioning Biden. And that's the one we saw the night of the debate. And that's the one we saw some clips of here and there. That you just showed.
All right, so keep in mind he was the moderator at that first debate. We had a watch party out of Dave and Buster's. We've talked about this so many times. The jaws in that room, no one was laughing. We were all like, what in the hell is going on, right?
And that non-functioning Biden, the one that lost his train of thought in a significant way, not in the way just that every human loses their train of thought, but in a way that shows that he's having trouble articulating his very views. And the one who forgot the name of close aides, who was not able to come up with George Clooney's name, didn't seem to recognize him, all that sort of thing. That non-functioning Biden was, according to our reporting, showed up as far back as 2015, after the death of Beau, where one top aide said that tragedy, the loss of Beau, was like watching somebody pour water on sand. That was the effect on his psyche.
Well, look, you know, that would be a very difficult thing to lose your son. But we're talking about things that are in a different category. And you can talk about trauma. We're talking about a guy that was supposed to be running
the country,
right? The leader of the free world. And it was something that was exposed even before he ran against Trump in 2020. And Megyn gets to that, but I'm going to skip over a couple of parts for timing. But she does not let him off the hook on his explanation because he tries to have it a little bit both ways here.
No. He promised you that he would be transparent about his health records, and then he wasn't. And when you sat with him again, including one month after the Jackie Walorski thing, you didn't ask him about it. You didn't follow up on the fact that he was falling up the stairs, that he was losing his train of thought regularly, that he was slurring, that he was incomprehensible, that he was getting lost on the White House lawn. You sat right across from him and you asked none of that, notwithstanding the fact that he had promised you he would be fully transparent about his health issues.
All right, so let's point this out, because I think the listeners of this show, we were playing these clips regularly, yes, as audio cut of the day, right? Regularly. We would hear, and sometimes it was uncomfortable.
It really was uncomfortable.
But every time we did it, or every time Fox reported on this, or some conservative media outlet did this, we were mocked by people like Jake Tapper. We were mocked by people on CBS, at the New York Times, yeah, on down. And they all did it because they wanted to keep the existential threat out of the White House. So this goes on here.
That's true. But I did ask him about his age and the fact that the American people had concluded that even though he said, whenever anybody brought up the subject of his age, watch me. And I said,
yes,
they're watching you and they are concerned that you are too old for this job.
But you know as well as I do that there's a way of you can say, hey, there's this poll on your age, or you could say you just forgot that Jackie Walorski was dead. You asked where she was moments after watching a videotape tribute to her. You lowered the flags at the White House after she died. This happened 13 days before you sat with him. There is a way of pressing a man like that on the actual infirmities to bring it home to him and to the audience, and you didn't do it.
So I learned something there, because I remember the Jackie Walorski interview. Or the incident, not the interview. We played the audio of the Jackie Walorski incident. What I didn't think I knew until just now, maybe I'd just forgotten, that there was a tribute play just moments before that.
Yep.
So that stands out into a different category here.
Over here in my ecosphere, we were covering all of these. It wasn't just falling down. It was getting lost. It was some of the stuff you report in your book, we knew and we were reporting on, like the multi-jump cuts in the videos of him, where it was obvious he couldn't get through a 1 minute take. It was clear to us that he was using teleprompter, and there was some reporting on that at the time, all of which the White House was denying. Now, the current White House, I have some connections with the Joe Biden White House. I had none, but you did. There was an attempted cover up. It could only ever work if you allowed it, if the press allowed it. Some of us tried not to, and some of us were complicit.
The Biden White House did not like me. Okay, this is, I do not have great connections with the Biden White House.
Well, clearly, you have a lot of sources. You say you talked to over 200 sources for this book.
So you could have called
and worked.
No, that's the point, is that they were not being honest.
Oh, No. That is not the point. They were refusing. Look, I don't have any connections with the Biden White House either, but I have eyes and I have ears, and I saw what was happening, and we all saw what we were happening if we were paying attention. And they were just lying about it. They were lying about it.
And he is going to say, well, I'll let him continue.
Yeah, well, Megan doesn't, again, he's not getting off here.
The Wall Street Journal get it in June of 2024. And Jake Tapper and CNN couldn't find sources for this story then before he dropped out.
Annie Linsky and Siobhan Hughes did an amazing job in their reporting.
That was the Wall Street Journal report that came out in the aftermath of the, I think it was after the debate, but it was certainly in the aftermath of him wandering around in France, right?
And they should be heralded, and I heralded them. I had them on my show right after the debate to talk about their great reporting. But
after
Annie Linsky,
the debate. But you did not put them on when they published that story, which was before the debate.
Okay, I'm glad she reminded me, because that's right. We highlighted that. I remember when that story came out, because it was after he was wandering around. And then that was the allegation about the cheap fakes, right? It was, these are just the cheap fakes.
Yes.
This is not true.
Correct. I don't know what the booking situation was, but it wasn't because I didn't want them. I'm sure I said that day, let's book.
Okay, you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I told my producer, let's book them. Of course he didn't.
He didn't, and waited until Biden went down in flames in that debate, and then he had them on.
And barely even addressed the issue between then and when, you know, the election took place, even though he wasn't the candidate.
Sure, instead, I said that day, let's book them. Did they?
Yeah, you put on a Democrat, and you allowed the Democrat to rip on the report as a Rupert Murdoch sponsored hit piece.
No.
It's just,
Megan.
Yes.
That's what happened.
If
we're going to do this, let's just stick to the facts here, okay? When there is a damaging report.
That's what I've been doing all along.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm talking about what you just said.
I just missed the biggest story of the century when it comes to presidential politics, and one of us did.
Okay.
Yeah. One of us did. He did. I have much more. It gets better from there. We'll take a break. We're coming back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, you know what I'm going to do here soon? I'm going to make a judgment call. We had a guest that canceled at about 5:25, and Ethan did such a damn good job pulling this audio from Megyn Kelly and Jake Tapper. I don't want to rush through it, and we both have things to say, I'm sure. So we're going to call a little bit of an audible here because I haven't updated people on the big, beautiful bill yet. There's action on that. There's just so much happening. And if you're just joining the show, you have no idea what happened with President Trump and the South African president today. They'll have some details on that on Fox. I'm sure that Paul Morrow will have something to say. Paul's going to join us after the top of the hour. So I'm going to do a little update here on the big, beautiful bill. And we're going to pick up what I would say is the best part of the Megyn Kelly, Jake Tapper stuff, because again, she gets really intense with him. And, you know, you remember the Laura Trump moment, right? I think we've played this quite a bit.
What we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline. Okay. That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You are so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
So you remember what happened then? The women on The View, I hesitate to even call them women, they go off on that. People are making fun of the stutter.
Oh,
you
yeah.
conservatives out there, you talk show hosts, you're just making fun of the stutter. It was all BS. I mean, how? I cannot believe that that guy can even do an interview after he said things like that and like this, by the way.
I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
The Washington Post just put out a piece examining how President Biden embraces his stutter, talking about it, while Trump mocks it, exaggerates it, belittles it.
any 81-year-old seems a little slower than he did at, say, 61 or 71. That's just the aging process.
He's sharp physically. I mean, mentally.
Yeah.
I think the question is physically, right?
He's 81, and his memory, you know, it doesn't seem great. It's not horrible.
So have you heard about this new game show that Gutfeld has on Fox?
Uh-uh.
So I haven't watched it yet. You know who's a big Gutfeld fan? My wife. It's like every time I walk in, Gutfeld's
funny.
I know, it's really weird. But because she never used to watch Fox much at all. But I bring it up because the way I understand it is they kept people locked, not literally locked up, but away from the news for 90 days. And then they're bringing them back to compete.
Interesting.
But here's what I would say. So let's say that you're gone from the news cycle, you know.
Yeah.
You're in a coma or whatever the situation is, and you listen to me on the radio or someone else, and you hear all of that, right? And then you tell that person, you know who wrote a book on Biden's cognitive decline? That guy.
Right.
That guy is the guy that wrote the book. And sure, Alex Thompson is the co-author, and let's face it, we're all giving them a lot of publicity, and there's probably the one reason he goes on with Meghan and takes the beating that he does is because he knows he's going to sell books. But I mean,
and he will, because what?
Yeah. But Sue, I mean, that is.
I know.
There are things that are shocking. There's media hypocrisy, and then there's Jake Tapper.
Exactly,
that's what I would say.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, on the big, beautiful bill, this is not a done deal. Here are the Republicans that are, you know, trying to rah-rah get this thing passed.
We are delivering on these promises that President Trump has made. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, giving benefits back to our seniors. I think we're going to see a renaissance, a golden age of America after the passage of this bill.
I'm proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Donald Trump to support this one big, beautiful bill. Which I am here to say is jet fuel for the American economy. This is not a red bill. This is not a blue bill. This is an American bill.
Okay, maybe. But look, I like Chip Roy down in Texas. I don't think Chip's right about everything. He got involved as a little bit of a mediator when the Kevin McCarthy thing went down. But he came out and made a statement today, said, wait a second here.
White House last night.
He said you've reached the
White House. The White House last night sat down with us to address the concerns that we're talking about. The White House was very clear about what we're working on together to actually deliver on what the Chairman Harris, just talked about. And we're talking about specifics, man. I mean, what we're talking about here, you know the issues, you know the levers, right? We've been very public about this. There's been articles written. Some of you have written some actually reasonably honest articles about the extent to which you're having seven times more money going to the able-bodied than the vulnerable. We're trying to fix that. We're trying to fix a system that is corrupt, so there's a money laundering machine where dollars go from red states and from responsible, hardworking Americans to go to blue states like California to give money to people who are illegal or who are able-bodied. We want to fix that. That's what we're trying to address.
All right, so able-bodied means with Medicaid in particular, if the kid's sitting on the couch and, you know, they're playing Xbox and they're not, we know this, this is not manufactured, although CNN and Jake Tapper would say it's manufactured. Younger men in particular, they're not working for whatever reason, and they're still getting the government benefits. So one of the goals here is to say, wait a second, we're going to help you if you genuinely need help, but there's way too much abuse of this.
That's utter nonsense. The fact of the matter is, this.
Well, let me address this, because he wasn't saying I'm utter nonsense. People were saying to him, Chip Roy, look, now you're moving the goalposts.
That's utter nonsense. The fact of the matter is, this has massive savings in the out 5 years, and it has massive deficits in the first 5 years, because we're not addressing the structural reforms that we're talking about right here, including very specifically eliminating the 45% of the subsidies under the Green New scam that continue. So that's what we're talking about. We're not moving goalposts. We want to save money. We want to save as much money as we can. But we want to do it the right way to deliver for hardworking Americans who are getting left behind by government here, Republican and Democrat, who keep spending money we don't have, racking up massive amounts of debt, driving up inflation so Americans can't afford homes, the Moody's bond rating gets dropped, and people are getting left behind. No more. Now's the time for transformative reform. We're going to work the White House to deliver it.
Look, I'm on Team Chip Roy on this, because someone needs to be making sure that there are serious spending cuts. There's a lot of spending. Republicans love spending as well. So keep on, and we'll see where this takes us.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.